弟兄姐妹平安。让我们用祷告开始今天的正道。我们的主，我们的神，我们感谢你，在你的日子，在你的殿中召聚我们敬拜你。主啊，此时此刻就求你用你的灵洁净我们的心，使我们在你的面前谦卑下来，思想人算什么，你竟顾念我们，竟差遣你的独生爱子耶稣基督在十字架上流出宝血来救赎我们，不仅供应我们日常所需，更赐给我们天国的身份，就求你的话语使我们每个人都被提醒，被激励，被造就，更使我们明白听道更要行道，使我们的行事为人能够与所蒙的恩召相称，知道我们不是自己生命的主人，我们在地上的日子、事业、家庭都是你所赏赐的恩典和礼物，应当被你所使用，所以主，我们就愿你的旨意在我们的生命中成全，奉主耶稣基督的名祈求，阿们。今天下午是中国的大年初三。
And today is, in the afternoon is the third day of the Lunar New Year in China.
照理说，我应该问候大家一句新年快乐。
And so it may be that I should all ask you, and tell you that Happy New Year.
但是我相信此时此刻弟兄姐妹可能和我一样都快乐不起来。
But I also believe that, that you brothers and sisters likely will find it hard to be happy.
因为在往年你在过年的时候打开手机。
Because in the previous Lunar New Year, as you turn on your phones,
通常只会看到一个节目，一个话题。
And usually you only see a one program.
那就是过年。
And that is celebrating the New Year.
但是今年当我们打开手机的时候，我们会发现一个跟过年旗鼓相当平分秋色的另外一个话题。
But this year, we'll see, in addition to news of the new year, something that contrasts with it.
那就是肺炎。
And that is the coronavirus.
即便是今年我们给身在国内的亲友发送与往年一样的祝福话、吉祥话的时候。
And even as we send, as we have in previous years, the words of blessing and greeting for the new year.
也总感觉怪怪的。
Yet we still feel conflicted about it.
总感觉跟现实会形成一种黑色幽默的对比。
It almost seems to be a dark humor in the way it contrasts with reality.
你想啊，一边是瘟疫流行，缺医少药。
And the first is the coronavirus, it spread and the lack of medication.
一边是大家互相祝福健康长寿。
And the other one is blessings of a long life and happiness.
一边是人人自危，隔离封城，没有人敢走亲访友。
On one hand, you have news of quarantine.
一边是大家互相发送合家团聚。
And the other, you have news of families celebrating together.
一边是各种视频中武汉正在上演的生离死别，一边是春晚舞台上的载歌载舞喜气洋洋，不知大家是什么感受。我反正是第一次过这么特别的春节。
This for me is the first kind of New Year that is That is so, it is so unique.
我相信哪怕过去再多年，我仍然会记得2020年这个春节。
And I believe that even after many years, I will still remember the new year of 2020.
有一个视频给我的印象格外深刻。
There is one image that is deeply burned into my mind.
那是在武汉的一所医院里面。
And the scene is a hospital room in Wuhan.
一群医务工作者，有医生，有护士。
And here we have health professionals, doctors and nurses.
他们聚在一起，绝望地抱头痛哭。
And they all gather together, hopeless and weeping.
他们声嘶力竭地喊叫。
And then they are crying out.
为什么呢？
And then they are crying out, why?
因为每天有成百上千的发烧患者从四面八方涌进医院。
Because every day hundreds, if not thousands, pour into the hospital rooms with fevers.
病人、健康的人同时密集地挤在大厅里面。
And those who are sick and those who are healthy all are crammed in together in this large room.
远远地突破了医院正常的承载能力。
And they have far exceeded the capacities of the hospital.
疫情就当着这些医生护士的面在医院里引爆扩散。
And here they are all gathered here and hugging even in the midst of these doctors and nurses.
因为医院人力严重不足。
Because the illness is so severe that there is not enough resources in the hospital.
不单单是急诊、呼吸、内科这些科室人力不足。
And not only in terms of the ER or other departments where the personnel is not enough.
就连后勤劳务人员也严重不足。
And even the support staff is stretched beyond their means.
所有还能上岗的医务人员持续不断的加班。
And then all those who are able to help out these health professionals continue to work overtime.
一些人因为公共交通的停运不得不走路几小时上下班。
And many, because of the stopping of the transportation system, they walk many hours to work.
医生护士疲惫不堪，他们无论是体力还是精神，都濒临崩溃的边缘。
The doctors and nurses, they have used up all their energy.
第三是因为防护用品、医疗器材也严重的短缺。
And it's because of certain bans and embargoes, even medical supplies are used up.
缺口罩，缺护目镜，缺防护服。
And whether it be face masks or other preventative measures.
缺食物，缺消毒液，缺救护车。
Whether food or medical supplies or ambulances, all are insufficient.
总之，现在什么都缺。
In fact, everything is in shortage right now.
医务工作者因为常常能给绝望中的病人带来希望，所以常被文学作品称为白衣天使。
And because doctors and nurses are taught to bring hope to many who are sick, they are regarded as angels in white.
但是当真正的瘟疫袭来的时候
，But when the real test comes, when the coronavirus strikes.
当一具具尸体因为来不及处理，只能用棉被裹一裹，码放在走廊里的时候。
And when there's not enough time to take away dead bodies, or instead they're merely covered up by a blanket.
当医院里的人到处都在喊救命，仿佛变成地狱的时候。
And when everyone in the hospital is crying help, almost as if it were a picture of hell.
这些人间的天使也意识到自己其实束手无策。
Even these so-called angels feel their limitations greatly.
他们什么都做不了。
They can do nothing.
弟兄姐妹们，当我们为这些人间惨剧哀哭叹息的时候，不要忘记一些根本的事实。
When we see these human tragedies, let us not forget some basic truths.
我们想一下，首先，现在武汉的疫情失控。
And right now we see that.The coronavirus is not yet contained or controlled in Wuhan.
但在平时，武汉是一座医疗水平落后的城市吗
？But in regular times, is Wuhan falling behind in terms of medical progress?
如果从三甲医院的数量、执业医生的数量、病床的数量这几个数据来讲
If we take a look at some statistics in terms of number of hospital beds or doctors or what have you.
武汉是中国乃至世界医疗实力都很强的城市。
Wuhan would be considered among the top cities in terms of medical care.
中国唯一一所世界最高等级的生物安全实验室就设在武汉。
And the only top level laboratory for medical research can be found only in Wuhan.
其次，现在武汉是物资短缺，连口罩都供应不上。
And right now in Wuhan, there is great shortage, even of something as simple as face masks.
但在平时，武汉是一个没有生产能力的城市吗？
But in regular times, is Wuhan a city that has limited resources and means?
不是，相反，武汉是中国最大、门类最全、产能最高的工业城市之一。
But instead, we know that most of the time, Wuhan is considered one of the premier manufacturing cities.
最后我们想一下，现在武汉乃至整个中国都经济萧条，交通瘫痪，仿佛一切都非常的混乱。
And now we see instead in China, whether economically or else, there is turmoil everywhere.
尽管我不喜欢这个国家的有些地方，但我必须承认。
And even as there are certain aspects of the country that I am not fond of, I must admit,
共产党统治下的中国可是世界上社会组织能力、动员能力最强的国家。
I must admit that communist China as a nation has some of the greatest resources in terms of governmental power and social.Social power.
那为什么弟兄姐妹们这是为什么
So why, brothers and sisters, why?
为什么平时武汉什么病都能治武汉什么都不缺中国什么都不怕
Why when Wuhan is able to conquer most of the time able to conquer all sorts of diseases has all sorts of things and China has nothing to fear
明明平时一切都好好的但为什么一到关键时刻就一切都变味了
？Why is it that in terms of the regular day to day, everything seems good, and yet when trial hits, then things fall apart.
变得啥也治不了。
So that nothing can be cured.
什么都缺。
Everything is in short supply.
人们什么都害怕。
And all the citizens are afraid of everything.
因为圣经一再的告诉我们，瘟疫。是神对罪恶的刑罚。
Because we see that scripture tells us that these disease is among God's punishment for sin.
圣经一再的告诉我们，瘟疫是神对罪恶的刑罚。
And we see that such infectious disease, this is God's judgment on sin.
因此，在神的审判面前
，And therefore, before God's judgment,
人如果靠着自己的能力。
If humans rely on their own strength,
靠着世上的一切
if they rely on the things of this world,
靠着平时所骄傲的事业
if they rely on that which they normally are proud of,
没有人能够站立得住
No one can stand.
弟兄姐妹们我们一定要警醒
Brothers and sisters, let us remain awake.
我们千万不要被平时的假象所蒙蔽了
Let us not be blinded by the falsehood that is usually there.
我们千万不要被平时的假象所蒙蔽了。
We must never be blinded by these falsehoods.
平时我们有车有房。
In most seasons, we have a car, we have a house.
有钱有权。
We have money and power.
有事业。
And we have a status.
即使得病了，我们也有医、有药、有保险。
And even when we are sick, we have medical care, medicine, and health insurance.
就连我们的孩子也都有了理想的工作、美满的家庭。
And even as our children have good employment and good houses and good families.
该有的都有了，生活中仿佛再没有什么值得我们操心的事了。
All that we need, we already have. There is nothing that ought to bring worry to us.
甚至除了谢饭祷告，我们的生活中都没有什么值得我们祷告的事了。
And outside of saying, of praying and saying grace for our meals, there is nothing in our life that requires prayer.
也许我们会说
Perhaps we might say,
神啊，谢谢你的恩典。
God, thank you for your grace.
我的生活现在太好了，什么都不缺。
My life is wonderful right now. There is nothing that I lack.
我太满意了，我知足了。
I am too content. I am completely satisfied.
从此我不再麻烦你了，你也别来打扰我。
I will no longer bother you, and please don't bother me either.
多去过问那些生活困难的肢体吧，他们比我更需要你。
Why don't you go help out those persecuted members of the church who need you more?
我要做一名温和的大龄基督徒。
I'm going to be a good, well-mannered, middle-of-the-road Christian.
从此虽然还是信靠你。
And even though I always depend on you to one extent or another.
但不再传福音了。
But I will no longer spread the gospel.
虽然还是来教会
Even though I still go to church.
但不再服侍你
But I will not serve you.
虽然还是会常常感恩
And even though many times I will give thanks.
但不再会为罪悔改
But I will stop repenting of sin.
总之咱俩相敬如宾但保持距离
So let's continue to be acquainted with one another, but not too closely.
一切都有了我还需要什么
I have everything. There's nothing that I lack.
一切都有了我还需要上帝吗
I already have everything. Do I need God?
如果这样的念头哪怕一丝一毫在我们的心中闪过
And if we've ever had this thought even for a moment in our minds
我们都必须要好好的省察自己的属灵生命
Then we must critically examine ourselves.
因为这样的心态就好比肺炎发病前的发烧
because such thoughts this is but the early symptoms such as fever prior to an infectious disease
对我们属灵健康来说是一个极其危险的信号
and we can say for our spiritual lives this is a very a serious symptom
因为越是我们自我感觉良好的时候越是我们容易摔跤跌跟头的时候。
But as we are more and more assured of ourselves, then it is more likely that we will fall.
耶利米书六章十四节。
Jeremiah 6:14 says.
耶利米书六章十四节。
Jeremiah 6:14.
旧约的耶利米书六章十四节。先知说他们轻轻呼呼地医治我百姓的创伤说平安了平安了其实没有平安
Jeremiah 6:14 May I heal the wound of my people lightly saying peace, peace when there is no peace
帖撒罗尼迦前书五章三节
1 Thessalonians 5:3
新约的帖撒罗尼迦前书五章三节
Thessalonians 5:3
那里使徒保罗说人正说平安稳妥的时候灾祸忽然临到他们如同产难临到怀胎的妇人一样他们绝不能逃脱
The Apostle Paul writes in 1 Thessalonians 5:3 While people are saying there is peace and securityThen sudden destruction will come upon them as labor pains come upon a pregnant woman, and they will not escape.
还有传道书的七章十四节，旧约传道书的七章十四节。
And in the Old Testament, once more, Ecclesiastes 7:14.
那里传道者告诫我们，遇亨通的日子，你当喜乐；遭患难的日子，你当思想，因为神使这两样并行，为的是叫人查不出身后有什么事。
Ecclesiastes 7:14. Kohelet tells us, In the day of prosperity, be joyful, and in the day of adversity, consider. God has made the one as well as the other, so that man may not find out anything that will be after him.
叫人查不出身后有什么事。
So that man may not find out anything that will be after him.
说白了就是没有人知道明天会发生什么。
Put simply, no man would know what tomorrow holds.
所以亲爱的弟兄姐妹们，不要因为瘟疫没有发生在美国，今天没有临到我们，就幸灾乐祸，隔岸观火。
So therefore, let us not rejoice simply because the coronavirus has not yet hit us here in the United States.
因为直到灾难结束之前，没有人知道这次瘟疫最后会持续多久，传播多广，后果会有多严重。
Because until this disease is contained, until this passes, no one will know how great its reach will be.
也许是几周。
Perhaps it could be a few weeks.
也许会是一年半载。
Perhaps it will be one and a half years.
即便因着神的怜悯，我们能躲过这一次瘟疫，那下一次呢？
And even by God's mercy, we might escape this infectious disease. What about the next time?
即便因着神莫大的恩典，我们能够躲过今生一切地上的瘟疫和灾难，又有谁能躲过死亡呢？
And even if by God's great mercy we are to escape every single infectious disease and virus, who among us, even with all that, can escape death?
谁又能逃脱死后的审判呢？
And who can escape the judgment that comes after death?
到那个时候，我们又靠什么在审判中站立得住呢？
On that day, on what will we depend to stand before judgment?
靠我们的财富吗？
Will it be our riches?
靠我们的权势吗？
Will it be our might?
靠我们在地上的事业吗？
Will it be all our earthly possessions?
平时我们一切都有了，不需要神。
In normal times, we have everything so that we don't need God.
到那个时候，你什么都没有了，只能依靠神。
But on that day, you will have nothing and be able to depend only on God.
德国哲学家黑格尔曾经说过一句有趣的话。
And a German thinker philosopher once said,
人类从历史中学到的唯一教训就是人类没法从历史中学到任何教训。
And I believe this is Hegel who says that the only lesson that humans learn from history is that humans do not learn from history.
弟兄姐妹们，因为基督的救赎，我们是神的儿女。
Brothers and sisters, because of Christ's salvation, we are children of God.
因此，当经历患难的时候，我们不能与世人一样浑浑噩噩，不能与他们一样糊涂。
Therefore, in times of great trial and catastrophe, we must not be like those of the world who are clueless and muddled.
我们总要从中学到些什么。
We ought to learn a few things from these catastrophes.
作为基督徒，在神对我们今生的祝福或恩典中，我们该怎样摆正自己的位置，理顺与神之间的关系？
In these times, we must consider how we are to be before God and what our posture and place will be with Him.
我们又该如何去面对世上的瘟疫和患难？
And we ought to consider how we ought to face the catastrophes and infectious diseases.
我们又靠什么去面对末后的审判？
And we must also consider what it is that we rely on as we face the judgment to come.
而这些与2800多年前以色列的历史又有着怎样的联系？
And also what we also consider what this has to do with the history of Israel 2800 years ago.
带着这样的思考，我们一起来读今天的经文，以赛亚书2:6-22。
And with this, with considering all this, let us then turn to our passage, Isaiah 2, verses 6-22.
由我来读单数节，弟兄姐妹来回应双数节。
And let us, I will read the odd verses, and brothers will respond in the even verses.
以赛亚书2:6，大家开始。他们的国满了金银，财宝也无穷；他们的地满了马匹，车辆也无数。 卑贱人屈膝，尊贵人下跪，所以不可饶恕他们。到那日，眼目高傲的必降为卑，性情狂傲的都必屈膝，唯独耶和华被尊崇。又临到黎巴嫩高大的香柏树和巴山的橡树，又临到高台和坚固城墙，骄傲的必屈膝，狂妄的必降卑，在那日唯独耶和华被尊崇。耶和华兴起使地大震动的时候，人就进入石洞，进入土穴，躲避耶和华的惊吓和他威严的荣光。到耶和华兴起使地大震动的时候，人好进入磐石洞中和岩石穴里，躲避耶和华的惊吓和他威严的荣光。大家回忆一下我们上个月的讲道。
Let us seek to remember the sermon of the past month.
上一次我们讲的是二章的一到五节。
Last time we looked at chapter 2 verses 1 to 5.
大家发现没有？
Have you not realized, brothers and sisters?
二章六到二十二节这段经文跟我们上个月讲的二章一到五节形成了强烈的反差。
Verses 6 to 22 of chapter 2, this is in stark contrast to what was read earlier, verses 1 to 5.
比如二章五节，神呼召雅各家在神的光中行走。
For example, verse 5, where God tells the house of Jacob, let us walk in the light of the Lord.
而二章六节，这里却说神已经放弃了雅各家。
Whereas in verse 6, we see that God has rejected the house of Jacob.
为什么？
Why?
因为以色列的骄傲。
Because of Israel's pride.
因为以色列的偶像崇拜。
Because of their idol worship.
因为以色列倚靠自己，不倚靠神。
Because Israel relied on herself and not the Lord.
以色列与外邦人。
And the Israel and the Gentiles.
教会与世人。
The church versus the world.
他们之间的关系本来应该是怎样的呢？
What should their relationship be?
以色列教会本来应该像二章二节说的那样。
Israel and the church should have been like what was mentioned in verse 2.
在这个世界上成为见证。
That they are to be a witness to the world.
吸引万国万民都来到耶路撒冷学习神的道路。
They should attract all the nations that the nations might come and learn of God's ways.
然而我们来看二章六到八节。
But instead, let's look at verses 6 to 8.
由我先读二章六到八节，然后由贾定弟兄来翻译。耶和华，你离弃了你百姓雅各家，是因他们充满了东方的风俗，做关照的，像非利士人一样，并与外邦人击掌。他们的国满了金银，财宝也无穷；他们的地满了马匹，车辆也无数。他们的地满了偶像，他们跪拜自己手所造的，就是自己指头所造的。
For you have rejected your people, the house of Jacob, because they are full of things from the east, and of fortune tellers like the Philistines, and they strike hands with the children of foreigners. The land is filled with silver and gold, and there is no end to their treasures. Their land is filled with horses, and there is no end to their chariots. Their land is filled with idols, they bow down to the work of their hands, to what their own fingers have made.
耶路撒冷本来应该被神的话语所充满，成为一座公义之城。
Jerusalem who have been filled with God's word and who have been a city of righteousness and justice.
而今他却被外邦的风俗所充满，与外邦的城市没有区别。
Instead, Jerusalem is filled with the influence of the Gentiles, and so that Jerusalem is like any other city of the Gentiles.
什么叫东方的风俗？
What are the things from the east?
圣经一再强调东方在旧约里面绝对不是什么积极的词汇。
And the Bible shows us that when they speak of the east in such a way, it is not a positive term.
大家想一下，以色列的东方是哪里？
Let us consider, what is to the east of Israel?
亚述和巴比伦。
Assyria and Babylon.
那是哪？
And where is that?
那是选民敌人居住的地方。
And that is the land of the enemy.
是以色列民被囚被掳的地方。
It is the place where Israel has been exiled and dispersed.
但奇怪的是。
But the odd thing is,
以色列却爱他们。
Israel loves the things of the east.
以色列却学习他们的生活方式。
And they sought to learn their ways and their customs.
以色列甚至不惜与他们击掌为盟。
And in fact, Israel would want to be blessed by them.
击掌在那个年代就代表着结盟立约。
And so basically, they want to have a treaty with them.
弟兄姐妹们，不要小看了这个结盟立约。
And don't look at this, don't think too little of this treaty, of this alliance.
这并不是说我们不能和非基督徒签合同。
This is not to say that we cannot have any contracts with non-Christians.
而是在当时的人为了确保结盟的立约的有效性，都要在各自的神面前去见证这个盟约。
But instead,People then, in order to establish and ratify any contract or treaty or covenant, they had to do so before God.
也就是说，以色列人为了效法自己的敌人。
In other words, Israel, in order to follow after the law of their enemies.
以色列为了投靠自己的敌人。
And in order for Israel to rely on her enemies.
以色列为了活得能跟他们一样。
In order to live as enemies do,
他们竟然不惜背叛耶和华神。
And they did not mind completely abandoning and betraying the Lord God.
这就更加匪夷所思了。
And this adds to their blame.
以色列为什么要学习他们？
Why does Israel want to learn from the people of the East?
难道以色列人有受虐倾向吗？
Is it because they are masochists?
难道他们都有斯德哥尔摩综合症吗？
Or they enjoy the pain?
因为亚述和巴比伦富有。
It is because Assyria and Babylon are rich.
因为亚述和巴比伦强大。
Because Assyria and Babylon are strong.
因为亚述和巴比伦的生活方式能够满足人类一切在地上的欲望。
Because Assyria and Babylon has the ability to satisfy all the earthly desires of man.
因为亚述和巴比伦的生活方式能够满足我们自我崇拜的骄傲。
Because Assyria and Babylon can satisfy the desire for us to worship ourselves.
第一次讲到我们在介绍以赛亚书背景的时候。
The first time when we were looking at the historical background for Isaiah.
我们当时提过当时的南国犹大在乌西亚王的统治下经济繁荣军事强大。
We see that under King Uzziah, that is King Uzziah of the southern kingdom of Judah, under his reign, Judah was prosperous and great.
二章七到八节也告诉我们。
And verses 7 to 8 tell us.
当时的耶路撒冷充满了奇珍异宝和大量的武器装备。
And we see in verses 7 to 8 that Jerusalem was stocked with wealth and military might and weapons.
世人总是需要通过不断的堆积地上的财富和权力来增加虚假的安全感。
Humans have always had to stockpile secure things of this world, whether weapons or resources, in order to attain a false sense of security.
弟兄姐妹们，今天的人也常常这样做。
Brothers and sisters, today's people also do this, the exact same thing.
但请记住，这与神的话语相悖。
Please remember, this goes against God's word.
我们来看《申命记》17:16-17.
And let's turn to Proverbs.
旧约的《申命记》17:16-17.
Sorry, Deuteronomy chapter 17:16 and following.
找到了，由我来读。王不可为自己加添马匹，也不可使百姓回埃及去，为要加添他的马匹。因耶和华曾吩咐你们说，不可再回那条路去。他也不可为自己多立妃嫔，恐怕他的心偏斜，也不可为自己多积金银。
Deuteronomy 17:16-17 concerning the king, it is written, only he must not acquire many horses for himself or cause the people to return to Egypt in order to acquire many horses. Since the Lord has said to you, you shall never return that way again. And he shall not acquire many wives for himself, lest his heart turn away, nor shall he acquire for himself excessive silver and gold.
神禁止以色列的王聚敛财富，扩张军队。
God has forbidden that the king of Israel increase his treasures and increase his war resources.
因为他们会使王依靠这些而远离神。
Because these things will cause the king to rely on them and not God.
但遗憾的是，我们知道后来这些禁令都从所罗门开始被打破。
But of course, unfortunately, we see that since Solomon, all these prohibitions have been ignored since Solomon on.
我们来看《列王记上》的10:26-28.
And let us turn to 1 Kings chapter 10.
旧约《列王记上》10:26-28.
Verses 26-28 of 1 Kings chapter 10.
找到，我们一起来看。所罗门聚集战车马兵，有战车1400辆，马兵12000名，安置在屯车的城邑和耶路撒冷，就是王那里。王在耶路撒冷使银子多如石头，香柏木多如高原的桑树。所罗门的马是从埃及带来的，是王的商人一群一群按照定价买来的。
Verses 26-28 of 1 Kings chapter 10. And Solomon gathered together chariots and horsemen. He had 1,400 chariots and 12,000 horsemen, whom he stationed in the chariot cities and with the king in Jerusalem. And the king made silver as common in Jerusalem as stone, and he made cedar as plentiful as the sycamore of the Shephelah. And Solomon's import of horses was from Egypt and Kew, and the king's traders received them from Kew at a price.
神吩咐以色列的王不可为自己加添马匹，尤其不要回到埃及去。
And God has forbidden Israel from stockpiling horses and especially from returning to Egypt.
但是我们看到所罗门他聚集战车马兵，而且这里面圣经特别提到所罗门的马都是从埃及带来的。
But here we see that Solomon
来看一段经文，在《列王记上》的11:3-4。
And let us see another passage in the next chapter, 1 Kings 11.
11:3-4.
Verses 3 and 4 of 1 Kings 11.
所罗门有妃700，都是公主，还有嫔300。这些妃嫔诱惑他的心。所罗门年老的时候，他的妃嫔诱惑他的心，去随从别神。不效法他父亲大卫，诚诚实实的顺服耶和华他的神。
He had 700 wives who were princesses and 300 concubines, And his wives turned away his heart. But when Solomon was old, his wives turned away his heart after other gods, and his heart was not wholly true to the Lord his God, as was the heart of David his father.
在《申命记》的17章，神吩咐以色列的王不可为自己多立妃嫔。
In Deuteronomy 17, God has specifically said not to acquire many wives.
但在这里，所罗门不但多立妃嫔，而且随从这些妃嫔的外邦神。
But here we see not only did Solomon acquire many wives, but he also followed after their gods.
就连最智慧的人所罗门都因着自己的骄傲最终在这些事上跌倒。
So that even the wisest of all, King Solomon, in his pride, he fell into temptation.
对他来说一切的财富都有了不再需要神。
For Solomon, he had everything that he needed, he no longer needed God.
他立下了一个坏的榜样使后来的几乎每一位王都陷在相同的罪里。
And he set a poor example that was essentially followed by all the kings after him.
弟兄姐妹们，我们每个人现在就在神面前问自己。
Brothers and sisters, let us now before the Lord ask ourselves this.
扪心自问，说实话。
And let us do so with honesty and integrity.
没有人知道你的答案，只有神和你自己清楚。
And no one knows your answer, only God.
你羡慕世上的富有吗？
Do you desire or are you attracted to the wealth of this world?
你膜拜世上的权力吗？
And do you bow down to the power of this world?
你喜欢随从世人那种物欲横流消费主义的生活方式吗？
Do you like to live in that luxurious capitalistic lifestyle?
你希望有朝一日你身边的人都因为世上的成就而崇拜你吗？
Do you wish the people around you to praise you for your earthly success?
最后你爱这一切比爱神更深吗？
And at the end, do you love all the things of this world more than you love God?
离开神去追求世上的平安稳妥。
So that you would leave God to seek after the peace of this world.
最终的结果一定是与外邦人击掌，被世界所同化。
And the end of sin is this, that you will become one, you will be, if you will, colonized by this world, so that you will be exactly like that.
况且人试图通过地上的财富和权势去获得安全感。
And then you will be like those who have to depend on worldly things to receive security.
去掌握自己的命运。
And to establish one's own way and one's own will.
这本身就是虚假幻想。
And all this is actually false imagination, it is fantasy.
我们继续来看以赛亚书的二章九到十一节。
Let us look at verses 9 through 11 of Isaiah 2.
以赛亚书二章九到十一节，卑贱人屈膝，尊贵人下跪。所以不可饶恕他们，你当进入岩穴，藏在土中，躲避耶和华的惊吓和他威严的荣光。到那日，眼目高傲的必降为卑，性情狂傲的都必屈膝，唯独耶和华被尊崇。
Verses 9 through 11. So man is humbled, and each one is brought low. Do not forgive them. Enter into the rock and hide in the dust from before the terror of the Lord and from the splendor of his majesty.The haughty looks of man shall be brought low, and the lofty pride of man shall be humbled. The Lord alone will be exalted in that day.
到耶和华审判的日子，所有人在神面前都要屈膝下拜。
On the day of judgment, all will bow before God.
他们的眼目必定在羞辱中低垂。
And the haughty will in their shame be brought low.
他们世上的显赫都要化为乌有。
And all that they had in the world will be as nothing.
我们当中稍微上年纪、度过苦日子的弟兄姐妹，可能都见过这样一种场面。
And those of us brothers and sisters who are older in age, and more experienced in the world, will have experienced this to a certain extent.
就是在一些卫生条件很差的房间。
For example, in times when things were unsanitary or less than ideal.
在夜里你突然一打开灯会看见什么？
At night, when you turn the light, what will you see?
有时会看到蟑螂四处乱窜。 沿着墙边直跑。
And sometimes you will see cockroaches running along the wall.
他们恨不得赶紧找个地缝钻进去，那个场面既恶心又狼狈。
And when the light is turned on, they will scramble to find holes to hide in.
而二章十节这里说，当神荣耀显现的时候，世人就要像这样。
And so it is, this disgusting picture is like that in verse 10, where humans will enter in the rock and hide in the dust.
像那些蟑螂一样。
Like those cockroaches.
恨不得钻进石洞地缝，躲避神的威严。
How they're scrambling to run into the rock to hide from before the terror of the Lord.
当神荣耀显现的时候，一切假神都要土崩瓦解。
And so when the Lord is revealed, that all the false idols will be exposed.
一切人的自我崇拜都会荡然无存。
And all the foolish self-worship will be made known.
就好比在太阳光下面。
It'll be as under the sun.
一切火把、手电筒、灯泡，这样人类的光源都会黯然失色。
Under the sun, all human sources of light, whether flashlights or screens, all that will be as nothing under the sun.
二章九节有一点值得我们关注。
In verse 9, there is one thing that I want to point out.
原文说，你不可饶恕他们。
In the original language, it says that you must not forgive them.
的确，在神那里，罪恶永远不会被遗忘。
And certainly in God's sight, sin will never be forgiven.
必须得到审判和刑罚。
It must receive judgment.
否则就与神的属性相悖。
Or else it will go against God's very own character.
那么弟兄姐妹们，我们今天能够来到神的面前，没有被神的圣洁所消灭，我们靠的是什么呢？
Brothers and sisters, and when we come before God today and we have not been wiped out by God's righteousness, then on what basis do we come?
靠的是我们的财富吗？
We come because of our riches?
靠的是我们的权势吗？
Is this because of our status or power?
靠的是我们的事业吗？
Is this our status before men?
先知在以赛亚书一到三十九章一直都没有正面的回答这个问题。
Isaiah in his book, chapters 1 through 39, does not answer this question positively.
直到书的后半部分才揭开谜底。
It is only in the latter half of the book that Isaiah then answers this question.
面对神绝对公义的审判，
When we face the perfect righteousness of God and his judgment,
我们唯一能够依靠的就是弥赛亚耶稣基督的救恩。
The only thing that we can rely on is the salvation of our Messiah, the Lord Jesus Christ.
我们来看一节经文。
Let's take a look at another passage.
在以赛亚书的53章。
Isaiah chapter 53.
旧约以赛亚书53章5到6节。
Isaiah 53 verses 5 to 6.
他为我们的过犯受害，为我们的罪孽压伤，因他受的刑罚我们得平安，因他受的鞭伤我们得医治。我们都如羊走迷，个人偏行己路，耶和华使我们众人的罪孽都归在他身上。
Isaiah 53:5-6. But he was pierced for our transgressions, he was crushed for our iniquities. Upon him was the chastisement that brought us peace, and with his wounds we are healed. All we like sheep have gone astray, we have turned every one to his own way, and the Lord has laid on him the iniquity of us all.
因为耶稣基督在十字架上替我们接受了神的刑罚。
Because Jesus has borne in our place on the cross the punishment of sin.
我们今天才能够坦然无惧地面对神的审判。
So then we can come and face God's judgment without fear and with confidence.
我们继续来看以赛亚书的二章十二到十八节。
Now let's continue looking at Isaiah 2, verses 12 to 18.
二章十二到十八节是一段充满比喻的诗歌。
Verses 12 to 18, we see this is a song or a poem filled with metaphor and imagery.
以赛亚书二章十二到十八节，必有万军耶和华降罚的一个日子， 要临到骄傲狂妄的，一切自高的都必降为卑，又临到黎巴嫩高大的香柏树和巴山的橡树，又临到一切高山的峻岭，又临到高台和坚固城墙，又临到踏实的船只，并一切可爱的美物。骄傲的必屈膝，狂妄的必降卑，在那日唯独耶和华被尊崇，偶像必全然废弃。
Verses 12-18. For the Lord of hosts has a day against all that is proud and lofty, against all that is lifted up, and it shall be brought low, against all the cedars of Lebanon, lofty and lifted up, and against all the oaks of Bashan, against all the lofty mountains, and against all the uplifted hills, against every high tower, and against every fortified wall, against all the ships of Tarshish, and against all the beautiful craft. The haughtiness of man shall be humbled, and the lofty pride of man shall be brought low. The Lord alone will be exalted in that day. The idol shall utterly pass away.
先知在这里继续谈论审判的日子。
The prophet continues to speak of the day of judgment.
并且和我们上一次讲的二章二节形成了鲜明的对比。
And of course, this contrasts starkly with verse 2 that we looked at last time.
二章二节那里说，神将会高举圣殿山。
In verse 2, we see that the Lord will establish as the highest of the mountains.
而这里说，神会将人的骄傲和一切他们用来抬高自己的手段都摔在地上。
And whereas the Lord will raise up a mountain in verse 2, here, God will bring low all that man has made with their own hands.
这里必须解释一下，神不是暴君，他并非跟一切高大美好的事物过不去。
Of course, we must here say that God is no tyrant warrior king. It's not that he has anything against these trees.
这里的香柏树、高山、坚固城、可爱美物都是比喻。
Whether the cedars, the oaks, or the lofty mountains, or the beautiful craft, all these are metaphors.
用来指代人在骄傲和贪婪的驱使下滥用神所赐的一切恩典和祝福。
Instead, this speaks of the good things that God has given in His common grace, but which are misused in the pride of humanity.
罪人用这些荣耀自己，却远离神。
Sinners use this to glorify themselves and distance themselves from God.
以色列人用高大的树木雕刻偶像。
Israel has used these large trees to carve out idols.
在崇山峻岭上修建外邦的祭坛。
And so that on all these lofty mountains they have established high places like that of the pagan Gentiles.
建起坚固的城池，以为高枕无忧。
And they also establish high towers and fortified walls to think that this makes them invincible.
用财宝去贿赂亚述、埃及这样的大国，妄图换来平安。
And also to use these great riches to seek to buy peace from Assyria and Babylon.
弟兄姐妹们，我们也常常会在老我的影响下，不知不觉地沉溺于神所赐的恩典和祝福。
And so often, in the old self, we would also use what God has blessed us and twist them for our own ends.
却忘记了服侍神。
And we will forget to then serve God.
忘记了传福音。
We will forget to spread the gospel.
忘记了尽我们的本分。
And we will forget to work out according to our duty.
我们要记住，当我们高举神的时候，我们也必被提升。
We must remember that when we exalt God, we too will be lifted up.
而当我们试图高举自己的时候，我们必将蒙羞。
Exalt ourselves, we will be brought low in shame.
我们继续来看以赛亚书的二章十九到二十二节。
Now let's continue looking at Isaiah 2, verses 19 to 22.
二章二十节，先知以赛亚使用了一个讽刺的表达。
In verse 20, Isaiah uses sarcasm to ridicule.
他将金偶像、银偶像与田鼠和蝙蝠并列。
And here we see that he actually parallels the idols of silver and gold with moles and with bats.
也就是将人看为宝贵的金银偶像与那些最肮脏恶心的不洁之物并列。
Here he compares that which humans value the most, silver and gold, to the most disgusting creatures, unclean creatures that humans hate.
这既指出了偶像的虚假。
And here this reveals the false the falsity of these idols,
也点明了偶像崇拜的实质。
This also shows us the foolishness of idol worship.
偶像崇拜不是人服侍偶像，而是人服侍自己。
And so we see that when in idol worship, humans don't worship idols; they worship themselves.
偶像崇拜不是人服侍偶像，而是人服侍自己。
So again, the truth of the matter is, in idol worship, humans don't worship idols; they worship themselves.
有两点非常关键。
There are two points that are important.
第一
，First，
我们看二章二十节那里说。
We see in verse 20。
不是偶像创造了人，而是人造了偶像。
We see that the idols do not make man, but rather it is humans who have made these idols.
第二，那里特别强调偶像是为拜而造的。
And here we see that idols were made in order to worship. They were made for worship.
人其实是为了满足自己的需要而造了偶像。
It is because humans wanted to satisfy their own desires that they then create.
说到底，人是为了自我尊荣、自我崇拜而发明了假神。
To put another way, it is because of self-worship, it is because of self-glory that they created false idols.
而当独一真神显现的时候
，But when the only true God reveals himself,
人类这些用偶像崇拜来服侍自己的隐秘动机都将被揭露。
But instead, when the Lord reveals himself.All the secret motives of idol worship will be revealed.
那些自我尊荣、抬高自己的手段，都将一同沦为不洁。
All those who seek to raise up themselves in their own ways, they will be exposed.
二章二十二节更加点明了这个主题。
And verse 22 puts its finger on this as well.
因为他不是说你们休要倚靠偶像。
Because it does not say to stop relying on idols,
而是说你们休要倚靠世人。
But instead it says to stop regarding man.
偶像崇拜只是一个结果，并非原因。
The idols are but the end and not the beginning of the matter.
导致偶像崇拜的是人的骄傲、贪婪和高举自己。
Instead, they are but the result. Instead, the motives, the main causes are.Human foolishness, human worship, self-worship.
因为罪，人们习惯把自己当成命运的主人。
Because of sin, humans like to make themselves their own lord.
就根据自己的喜好安排自己的生活。
To go about life in accordance with one's own wishes.
却忘记了神的命令和旨意。
And then instead forgetting what God has called and what His His commands are.
弟兄姐妹们，当我们沉溺于自我享受的时候
，Brothers and sisters, when we live in a way where we do things according to our own good pleasure,
当我们试图自我尊荣的时候
，And when in all things we want to glorify ourselves,
我们就把自己陷入了不洁的试探当中
，And we have brought ourselves into endless temptation.
当我们通过地上的财富、权势和成就来抬高自己的时候，我们在神面前就变得没有价值。最后还是说回到当下的瘟疫。因为弟兄姐妹们，我不愿意你们不知道。
To be unaware.
我们原本都沾染了致命的瘟疫。
Because we all will face infectious disease.
不是这场新型肺炎。
Because it is not this specific coronavirus strain.
而是我们与生俱来的罪。
But rather, this is the sin that we have had since our birth.
我们都曾置身于绝望的疫区。
We are all to be as those hopeless victims.
不是因为我们身处于武汉。
Not because we were born in Wuhan.
而是我们都生活在这个被罪辖制的世界中。
But because we live in a world that is in bondage to sin.
谁能够带领我们脱离这个疫区？
Who can deliver us from this disease?
谁能救我们出死入生？
Who can lead us out from under death?
也许新型肺炎的疫苗最快也要等几个星期才能问世。
And perhaps even at the earliest, a vaccine or a cure for virus will be weeks away.
但我们现在就有进入永恒生命的良药。
But now we already have an antidote that will lead us to everlasting life.
那就是我们的主耶稣基督。
And that is our Lord Jesus Christ.
弟兄姐妹们，
Brothers and sisters,
是耶稣基督带领我们走出了绝望的疫区。
It is Jesus that has brought us out of our hopeless estate.
是他用宝血洁净医治了我们致命的瘟疫。
It is His blood that has healed us from the plague that is sin.
又使我们能够在审判的日子，在神面前能够站立得住。
So that in the day of judgment we might stand before God.
而今我们每一个人都在基督里。
And today we are all in Christ Jesus.
都活在他的恩典中。
And we live in His grace.
经历从他而来的诸般赏赐和祝福。
And so we can experience all his blessings and his acclaim.
但是即便我们一切都有了。
And yet, though we have all things,
我们也千万不要因此而疏远神。
And because we have all things, let us be careful that we do not distance ourselves from God.
牢牢记住，尽心、尽性、尽意、尽力爱主你的神，又要爱人如己。
You must remember that we must love the Lord God with our heart, soul, strength, and mind, and also our neighbor as ourselves.
这是神的诫命，也是他对我们的托付。
And this is God's blessing to us and His call to us.
不是说我们要做点什么，靠这些得救。
And it is not that we have to do this or that in order to be saved.
而是这是我们这些蒙恩之人的本分。
Rather, this is our duty of those who have received God's grace.
我们当用感恩去回应神的恩典。
And we ought to respond in thanksgiving.
如果神赐给我们地上的财富、权势跟事业，
And if God is to give us, if He were to bless us with earthly power, with money and with status,
那么我们为此感谢神。
Then we must give thanks to Him.
我们就当按照神的话语忠心殷勤地使用他们。使他们能够在神国度的拓展中有份。被神所使用。祝福更多的人。如果神许可地上的灾难临到我们。
And should God will that the calamities of this world were to come upon us,
那我们同样为此感谢神。
And in the same way, we ought to give thanks to God.
就像海德堡要理问答第26问所说的那样。
Just like it is mentioned in Heidelberg Catechism question 26.
我相信凡他所降在我身上的灾难都会变为对我有益的。
I believe that all calamity that comes upon me will be used for my good.
因为他是无所不能的神，能够如此行。
Because he is Almighty Sovereign God, and He can do such things.
并且他也是一位信实的天父，乐意如此行。
And he does all things because He is Almighty God, and He desires to do these things because he is a loving Father.
我们一同来祷告。
Let us pray together.
我们的主，我们的神，
our Lord and our God,
我们真的是谢谢你赐生命平安给我们。
We thank you that you have given us life and peace.
还赐莫大的福分，使我们今天能够有机会健康的坐在这里敬拜你。
And you have so greatly blessed us that we can come here and worship you in health and in peace.
聆听你的话语。
And hear your word.
主啊，就愿你的灵帮助我们。
And may your Holy Spirit come and help us.
让我们在你十字架的窄路上竭力的追求。让我们弟兄姐妹能够不断的更深的认识你。 主啊，也真的是祈求你使我们的教会成为荣美的教会。
And we ask that you would make our church a beautiful church.
让我们弟兄姐妹能够一同在你的爱里不断地建造我们的教会。
That the brothers and sisters here would, in your love, never endingly build up your church.
让我们在地上就能通过这个甜蜜的属灵的家来预尝天国的美好与荣耀。
So that even on earth, we might through this church, taste the riches of heaven.
主啊，我们也为在中国，特别是在疫区的亲人、朋友和那些我们素未谋面的人祷告。
We pray especially now also for all those within the range of the coronavirus that you would be with them.
求你保守那里的弟兄姐妹，在苦难中仍然能够经历从你而来的恩典、平安和喜乐。
We pray for our brothers and sisters there that even in the midst of trial that they might taste your goodness, your peace, and your
在这莫大的苦难中仍然能够信靠你赞美你归荣耀给你。
So even in this great trial that they might nevertheless still worship you and give thanks to you and praise you.
也求你借着这次苦难使那些还不认识你的人能够思想。
And we ask that you would use even this great trial to help people consider you.
我们在地上所经营所积攒所自豪所看重的一切是多么的可笑。
That the things that we seek after and desire here on earth, all these things are pitiful.
使他们能够重新思想自己人生的意义和价值。
May these people, through all this, once again reconsider the meaning, the value of life.
思想自己的罪恶。
And that they might consider their own sin.
悔改，信从真理。
That they might repent and believe in the truth.
得着真正的生命平安。
And receive
主啊，真的就是祈求你使那里的人不突然受着苦难。
And so we pray that you would not you would let those people deal with this trial well.
主，愿你的旨意成全。
May your will be done, Lord.
奉主耶稣基督的名祈求，阿门。
And we pray.